We've got the quarterback, ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Jones, joining us right here on KTSW.
The man himself, head coach Dennis Francione.
Taylor Bratt's in the house, former Bobcat, currently a pitcher in the Colorado Rockies organization.
So we're here with Jordan Brown, senior midfielder.
Now please be joined by assistant head coach for the Bobcats, Cat Osman. We are now joined by Colby Targan.
Courtney Coroy.
Bryce Dunner.
David Mayo.
And Monty Gant.
This is Paul Goldschmidt. You're listening to Bobcat Radio on KTSW San Marcos.
And welcome to Bobcat Radio, guys, right here on KTSW 89.9, the other side of radio. This is the Wednesday show, and what that means is joining me, Caleb Ryan Davis, right here in the studio is, as always, Colin Woods and Marissa Ross. How are you guys doing today?
You know, I'm doing really good. A lot of stuff coming on this weekend, so I'm excited.
I'm fantastic. I just can't believe it. Everything's kind of like winding down, coming to a close, and everything is just smooth sailing right now, but it's kicking it up. There's a lot of action for Texas State sports and NBA.
And sorry about that. We're having a couple technical difficulties. We'll try to get that figured out here in a minute. But real quick, as always, if you guys want to join the show, you can do so very easily. Do so by calling right here in the studio at 512-245-FIRE. That's 512-245-3473. And as always, hit us up on social media using the Twitter hashtag BobcatRadio or tweeting us directly at KTSW Sports. We're manning all those right now, trying to see what we can do there. Real quick, an overview of what all we're going to go over today. There's a jam-packed show full of all kinds of Bobcat athletics going on today. We've got Cat Connor coming on the show today, head coach of the Texas State soccer team. They're right in the middle of all their spring action going on. That should be coming up just right here in a couple minutes, honestly. So that's exciting. Later on, we've got Texas State softball, Texas State baseball, and plenty more Bobcat athletics. And, of course, you know, there's some NBA stuff going on, I guess. There's some NBA stuff going on. As always, some baseball stuff going on. And then this week's headlines. So it's going to be a good show, as always, man. I'm excited to get it going.
Yeah, I am, too. A lot of stuff. This is why I always like the spring semester, because basically it starts out with basketball and baseball and softball. And, of course, basketball usually ends around March, but you still have those two sports going on. And even as playoffs, professional playoffs start and head into the summer, it's really just an exciting time right now. And, of course, you know, it's the spring, sun's out, you know, got a lot of things going on even here at KTSW this month. So it's exciting. And, of course, you have a couple drafts coming up for professional leagues, so all in all, it's probably the best time to be in sports right now is the spring.
All right. Well, if you guys are ready to jump into the show, we'll go ahead and jump in a little bit. The interview with Cat Connor might take a little bit longer than anticipated, so we're going to go ahead and just jump into Texas State softball, if that's all right with you guys. Taking a look at the recent games of Texas State softball, you know, real quick, I think that this is the strongest offensive team that we've ever seen ever since I've been here at Texas State, you know what I mean? And it's something that they're leading in several different categories, and I'm sure y'all saw this, you know, but if the season were to end today, there would be several categories that the Bobcats would, you know, finish in the highest mark that they've ever reached. Colin?
Yeah, absolutely right. And, you know, we were talking about, you just said it, if the season were to end today, today's Bobcats, this season's Bobcats, would set the school record, two school records, really. Batting average for a team at .288, which is really, really good. Of course, that tops the previous high set in 1999. So that's really interesting. It's a long time since that kind of production has been seen. And, of course, they're on the hunt, as I've talked about throughout the season this year, is that they're going to top a record that I would love to see, and that's home runs. These Cats literally, I like saying that, have... They've already hit 40 home runs. I'm sorry, they almost about 49 to 50 home runs this season, which is a lot in softball. And the school record, of course, is 59. That was set in 2003. And so a little bit about 12 years ago. And Coach Ricky Woodard said, I mean, even before the season had just started, in media day that we had there, when we went to the Bright Complex to talk about it with her on the show, she said, if it's going to happen, this would be the year to do it. You got great offense from, you know, your freshmen, from your juniors and seniors. Everyone is producing. And so that's a record, of course, I keep hyping a lot, is that I would just love to see the home run record broke, because that would be that's big, especially for this program, and especially if you're trying for young recruits out there who want to play offensive baseball and like to hit. this would be a good squad to join in. So that it just looks good all around. And so, you know, you have people like Kendall Wiley leading the team with the 400 batting average and 50 hits on the season. That's amazing.
Yeah, the Bobcats at the moment are 24-18 on the season, 8-6 in the Sun Belt Conference. They go 2-1 against Troy this past weekend, and the Bobcats won the rubber match thanks to the bats of one of the freshmen that has been a major part of the Bobcat offense this season, that being Ariel Ortiz, and she is no stranger to the Texas State limelight, or the Texas State headlines. Right now, who would you guys give like newcomer of the year to, Randy Rupp or Ariel Ortiz?
That's a really tough one. I think tradition would go with Randy Rupp because she's been such a dominant pitcher this year throughout the nation and the Sun Belt. So she'd probably get my vote. But that's really tough because you're comparing apples to oranges and the fact that they're both awesome and they both deliver, each of them through different tastes. If you like pitching, you obviously go with Randy Rupp. But if you like offense, Ariel Ortiz has really done a really good job. So that's probably the toughest question you've asked me at least in a month, other than how many games are the Spurs going to win in the championship round this year. But we'll get to that later. But I don't know. Marissa, what do you think?
Well, you mentioned earlier, like, they're so great offensively, but defensively also, they've been really stepping up their game. And like you're saying that who you choose. I mean, of course, the pitching is what one of the key things that the Bobcats needed to step up in this season, and that's, of course, has been proven through Randy Rupp. But I would say I would probably give it to Ariel Ortiz. I mean, like you said, it is a toss-up. You could really choose either way. But Ariel Ortiz has not only stepped up offensively, but defensively as well, especially in key moments that she's, of course, had her little mistakes, but she's made up for it back-to-back-to-back time and time again, and increasing her game every game. And it's just great to see the rise of this freshman team in this class that have really been stepping up on their skills and just being able to compete with major teams that are nationally ranked, such as a UL Lafayette, a South Alabama, of course, coming up. And they just really been able to not only hang in there, but really been able to prove that, you know, they are a force to be reckoned with.
Mercy, you brought up a good point. You know, this freshman class, has this been, Caleb, I guess since you've been here, probably one of the most dominant freshman classes you've seen come through this Texas State softball program?
Yeah, by far. I think you've got to go with Ariel Ortiz here. I think you do. And
that's okay.
The reason that I say that is because Randy Rupp has been phenomenal this year. However, she has had a little bit of struggles, you know, and Ortiz has been struggling a little bit with the bat lately, obviously not in the series finale, but, you know, has been struggling with the bat lately, but overall in the season, she hasn't seen that struggle. You know, she's been a fairly dominant force, you know, the entire season, the entire season's length. And, I just think that you've got to, go ahead, yeah.
No, I was just going to say, that's a great point. And, you know, we always talk about how the shortstop in baseball, that position is almost designed to be the big-time defensive player. And really, that's where your best two-way player is going to go. And you know, you look at the shortstops around, you know, the MLB real quick. Like, you know, Derek Jeter was one of the best hitters probably to ever play baseball. And then, of course, you have Elvis Andrews for the Rangers, who always does a really good job. So that's a spot where, you know, you really need to come in and be a playmaker right away. And you're absolutely right. Throughout the season, Ariel Ortiz has done a great job. And so, really, it's kind of like not necessarily an embarrassment of riches that you have two players that could easily be conference, you know, newcomer of the year or, you know, just really get on those award watch lists for next year. But it sets a good foundation for the next, you know, three seasons that such a strong freshman class has come through with three starters.
Yeah, definitely. And we will get a firsthand chance to see if Ortiz can keep up the hot bat right now. Bobcats host Houston Baptist tonight with first pitch scheduled at 6 p.m. at Bobcat Softball Ballpark. The Huskies coming in at 10-23 overall, 4-13 in conference play. This is a game that they should win. You know, just straight up, this is a game that it should be easily won by the Bobcats. You know, but I've said that time and time again, man, and it's just, it hasn't it doesn't happen sometimes, you know?
Yeah, sometimes, I mean, you think, oh, we're going to run over this team. And I remember when Texas State faced off on a, you know, nice little midweek Wednesday night game against University of Incarnate Word, UIW, and that was a 1-0 game. Yeah, they won, but, you know, Randy Rupp was doing work that day. I remember, I think it was 14 strikeouts. Just, you know, you thought, oh, you know, you look at the team's record and you think, oh, we can easily score on them. But not necessarily, even with this squad. Offensive prowess here. So, yeah, it's going to be good, and I think they're ready for a challenge, and I think they're ready to get back out on the field.
All right, well, we're right here at the first break of the hour, and there's still plenty more Texas State softball to talk about. However, Kat Connor should be joining the show right here at 11:10, so we'll take a break from Texas State softball, but no worries. We'll come right back to it here in a little bit. But first, before we take a quick break, Colin, what you got?
Well, you know how I was talking about at the beginning of the show, there's a lot of exciting stuff going on here at Texas State and, of course, for KTSW, and that's because our Giant Fest coming up next weekend at Mr. Fest is going to be really, really great, and that's a big-time music festival that we have every year around next weekend, April 24th and 5th. And downtown San Marcos, and of course, is provided by the Vistas of San Marcos, which is a student housing complex located on 401 Fredericksburg Street. And of course, for more information, you can find out at 512-667-7726. Visit, of course, online if you want to, or your smartphone, vistasanmarcos.com. And of course, they are providing again some coverage for Mr. Fest, which is KTSW's big time music festival next weekend, which is Friday and Saturday, April 24th and 5th.
All right, guys, quick break right here, and then Kat Connor will join the show. Keep it right here on KTSW 89.9, the other side of radio.